Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can definitely tell whether somebody is a supporter or a hater based off the Jerry Jeudy touchdown throw. The Jerry Jeudy interception play. Because
they do that?
Yes, because people and the idea that I would count that play. Like, I think we get this idea of teams just go, oh, Shador had 3 interceptions. As if they don't apply context to it.
Like some people don't, though. That's the problem. Teams do. You're talking about teams. They do. But there's a lot of national pundits that don't. The box score jockeys that just check in. This is like, honestly, this is what PFF's big mission in life was, is to basically be able to do everything so that if you didn't watch the game, you'd be able to have proper context around it. And then EPA was created to try to add on to that. And then all these other different metrics. It's also, we could actually look at that Jerry Jeudy play and say, well, geez, that wasn't a pick.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. It's one thing for Jerry Jeudy to have, because it's a quintessential Jerry Jeudy drop, right? It hit him right in the numbers.
Couldn't have hit him any better.
And, like, you could not throw that ball any better if you're Shador. It was a Shadot. It was. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible play.
After the Isaiah Bond play, by the way, that it could have been a sequence that we would have looked back and been like, that's a hell of a drive.
Yes, and that would have been something we could have taken away from an abysmal game of, hey, that we still had that drive. That's the kind of stuff we need to see, yada, yada, yada. But I will tell you, it's bad enough that Jerry made that play for the Bears defense. And I do think, I thought Shador was incredibly classy about it as well. Like, I'm not going to kick a man when he's down.
But that's the other side of this. The anti-Shador people were like, oh, look at him bringing it up this way to go ahead and dog Jerry Jeudy. You look like the good guy, but what you're saying here is the bad things. It's like, guys, he can't buy a win here, can he?
So here's the first, and so that's what we heard from Shador, right? Not going to kick a man when he's down. He knows we got to have that play, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So here's the first answer from Jerry Jeudy on the Sanders INT to him.
I think Shador threw a good pass. You know, it's just a good football player overall by him.
Okay. All right, Jerry.
By him, he means the defender right there, right?
Yeah. The words, Jerry, are, I got to catch that. Just so we're clear.
No, but if it's murky, you see, people that don't like to take responsibility, if it's murky, they're never going to lean towards the side of, hey, that's on me. That's my bad. I messed up there. It's funny in life. There's a lot of people that will step right up to do that. And the people that won't, they'll never do that.
In fairness, he didn't blame the media. I was wondering, I was like, is he going to blame the media on this one? Did the media drop that pass and give it to the Bears defensive back?
Again, everybody but Jerry is ready to take accountability when it comes to Jerry Judy's actions.
Well, here's the next answer about Jerry Jeudy and this play that, let's just say, helped swing the game in the Bears' favor for good.
move on pretty. You know, it's part of the game. It's football. You know, there's some plays that are going to happen like that, and sometimes you're going to make it. You know, you can't let one play define your character, define who I am as a football player. You know, that one play out of 102 plays, you know, that don't define me. So, you know, I just keep pushing, keep playing, and, you know, let the pass be the pass.
Again, Jerry, the answer is, by the way, if he had said, I have to make that play, but one play doesn't define me, would have accepted it. If he had just said that previous, I could have accepted it.
Well, we would have accepted it, but then we still would do the same thing we're going to do, which is just tear down the idea that Jerry Jeudy doesn't know how to football right now.
Yeah, well, maybe at all. Like, maybe at some point, if Jerry's on, and there are players like this. This is no disrespect to Jerry, although it's going to maybe sound disrespectful. There are players. Jamie Collins, if you put him on a winning team, Jamie Collins will be a really productive, high-level player. If you put him in the outhouse, he's going to play like that, and he's not going to be able to lead you out of it either.
But he did it last year, though. He had 1,100 yards in a 3-win season. Like, that's the confusing part about Jerry Jeudy, is we watched him be able to be productive. Yes, he was still dropping a bunch of passes. We can't excuse that side of it, but like, we watched him be productive, and then this year it seems like he just doesn't know what the hell is going on.
So I think the difference is there are other guys to throw to. It doesn't feel like that, but the Browns have used the running back out of the backfield. The Browns have used Harold Fannin Jr., who's the leading receiver.
Yeah.
They have, I mean, obviously they've tried to get the ball to Isaiah Bond.
Yeah, Fannin's getting thrown to a bunch.
I think Jerry only exists in a losing atmosphere is if he's the only guy getting the ball so he can put up 100 yards a game.
I did notice something on one of the shots they had that gave you the big sky cam view, which is the closest thing you get to all 22 while the game is actually going on. I noticed that in one of the plays that Jerry Jeudy had basically, it looked like it was going to be some separation, by the way, but Shador had already committed to throwing to Fannin on it's a middle of the field crossing route, essentially. And with Jerry, he just kind of, once he saw that Shador was loading up and then the ball wasn't going his direction, just completely stopped.
Yeah.
And like, just completely gave up on the play. And we've seen this with Sed Tillman at certain parts of the year. We saw that in the Raiders game with Sed, when there was the one play where Shador threw to him and it went deep because Sed basically just gave up on it. And it's little things like that I just think this, the wide receiver room, they've just gotten too comfortable doing those type of plays.
Well, and I think when we kind of paint this a bigger picture, we tie it in with the accountability. The easiest thing in the world to do would be to cut Jerry Jeudy. And I understand the valid reasons why you can't, because it would screw you up cap-wise. Totally get it. But you could do it. You could fire Bubba Ventrone. You could have fired Bubba Ventrone 5 weeks ago. You gave it a chance to work itself out. Bubba's still here, and honestly, that was the worst performance individually that we've seen for the special teams unit, not named Andre Schmidt or Corey Bohorquez, the entirety. How many times did we watch the Browns or the Bears punt, and look how many guys are downfield to down the punt in the 20-yard line?
Yeah.
Now, flip it back to when they punt to the Browns. And see how close who was on punt returns yesterday. I almost said Isaiah Bond. It's not...
For us?
Yes.
It was Larvadan, but then
Larvadan.
It was... Yeah.
Look how close he got to being killed if he didn't just wave his hand over it. There are so many different cases. Cameron Thomas earlier this year with a knuckleheaded move against the Jets. There are so many obvious and apparent cases of these guys are either not focused on winning, they're not focused on doing their job right, they're checked out or making excuses. The Browns have had 20 examples where you could have fired any one of these jabronis into the clouds. And the fact that you didn't is why you had Jerry Jeudy have his play and then have the gumption, a guy that was called a team leader as recently as 7 weeks ago by Kevin Stefanski, to be like, that play doesn't define me, and that's a great play by the defender.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, what the Raiders fumble play decided to define you instead. It feels like, by the way, did you hear Moose yesterday? He called Larvadan the same name that Daryl calls Larvadan.
LaVarden? LaVarden?
Yeah.
Also, Kevin Kugler's great.
Fixed it. Kugler's great. Moose might be drunk in that booth.
But
I hate these Fox booths, by the way.
It's not great. But
they stink.
It's Sam Kamara. Why are we saying, Kamara? Like we're a illiterate Bostonian trying to say camera. It's Sam Kamara. Oh, you got to go out and get your Kamara. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Kugler's so good.
No, I just hate Fox Boots
Alvin
at this
Kamara.
Point. I'm done with him.
Listen, when it was Alvin Kamara, he was the first dude that
I
ever seen
these
Kamara.
Games. I want these games on CBS until the end of time now. That was one of the worst things that happened was the AFC game started being put on Fox.
You want a little Spiro in your life.
I'll take
you
Arch.
You want a little Archuleta.
Give me that Archuleta love.
He's Archuleta. Local loved.
Million times better than Schlereth. Million times better than Moose. Like, I forgot how bad these NFC broadcasts are when they happen on Fox.
Remember when Moose.
They're just so bad.
Remember when Moose used to be the number one guy on Fox,
I know,
too?
And I never liked him then, but, like, he's gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. And these games are just, I mean, they deserved every bit of watching that Bears-Browns game. Okay, yeah, that's how bad that broadcast was.
The problem is, when you put those broadcast booths in the booth for these games, you're not punishing Jimmy Haslam. You're not punishing Andrew Berry. You're punishing Browns fans.
I know. When we have to sit there and listen to them as they mess up Gage Larvidan's name as if they'd never heard it before, because, spoiler alert, they'd never heard it before.
But I just, I keep hoping that Jerry's going to see a point where he can just reclaim what the Browns said he was 7 to 8 weeks ago.
Well, it might happen, by the way, with a brand new coaching staff and a brand new everything. Like, I wonder if he'll look at this as like a rebirth for the final year that he's going to be with the Browns. Like a rebirth, a whole brand new coaching staff, brand new chance and opportunity. Because the fans seem like they're absolutely done with him. But a lot can change really quickly if you start making plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast